6 unit antenna. Irish, right? Ellie. Yes. Who are these? Daniel, that's rough. Okay. Let's begin. Let's welcome our Pete Stock. Welcome back. So, since I don't speak Yiddish, we'll speak in English. Perfect. Hamevi get in dinas hayam tzarech shiyomer b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Rashi points out your maskel tzarech hashliach hamevio lomar. We have over here a takana b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Kaimem meforish b'gemara that we'll talk about today. Ushliach ze habal asa ushliach laholacha. What diuk can be made in Rashi in terms of the nature of the shliach? Shliach ze asao, shliach lahalacha. Actually, double diuk. A. No. That there's another kind of shliach. In other words, so we have to explain that there's another kind of shliach aside from the shliach lahalacha, who Rav Pinchas says probably is a shliach lekabbalah. And B, what is Rashi pointing out? That the Shliach HaKabbalah has to say B'fanai Nechtav or doesn't have to? Doesn't have to, right? It's a diuk of the Ran. Right? The Ran is Medayik. If Rashi is telling us Shliach Zeh HaBalah, so Shliach HaHolacha, kanir'eh, that had we been dealing with the Shliach HaKabbalah would not have to say B'fanai Nechtav, B'fanai Nechtav. And the Ran explains, why not? What's the difference between a Shliach HaHolacha and Shliach HaKabbalah? At what point is a woman divorced? When do we require B'fanai Nechtav? That's all in the Ran. The fact that there is a shliach laholacha and a shliach lekabbalah is a gemara. That's the gemara in the beginning of the second perek of Kedushin, in which the gemara is doresh sukim. Daf mem aleph amud aleph. The gemara says shlichus minogon. The gemara is asking, how do you know this concept of shlichus by Kedushin? Ha'ish mekadesh bo'u v'shlucho is the language of the Mishnah. Shlichus minogon. The shilach melamed shehu the baal osa shliach. That's what we call the shliach laholacha. The shilcha melamed shehi osa shliach. And then the Gemara learns that v'yotzeh v'hayisa to the world of kedushin. Al atar over here in kedushin af memalaf madalef. The Tosfos Harosh asks a very, very powerful question. Tosfos Harosh says, why do over here we need a double gzeras hakosuv? A gzeras hakosuv that the baal makes a shliach, and a gzeras hakasuv that the woman can make a shliach. Im tomar amay tzarech trei kroy echad l'shlichus habal v'chad l'shlichus ha'isha. Once we have a parasha of shlichus, once we say the gitin is found in the world of shlichus, may nafkamina between the baal and the isha. No, what do you think the Tosfos Harosh responds? He gives an answer. What would we have thought? Namely, where would we have thought that shlichus is more likely? And so, which of these two would we, you know, if we only had one gzeras hakasuv, which to whom we would to whom would we have applied it? He's saying it's more likely that she should be able to appoint the shliach than he should be able to appoint the shliach. Why would that be? What distinction do we know between the baal and the isha in terms of the in terms of the process of Gerushin, that may be a relevant factor over here. But maybe the shliach of the woman be a woman. I mean, we don't have over here the gender of the shliach. We don't see over here that the husband can't send a woman as a shliach of halacha. We're not dealing over here with the gender of the shliach. Mishalom? And therefore? I would say, in other words, Mishalom is pointing out that there's a very, very basic distinction between the role of the Baal in Gerushin and the role of the Isha. The Baal is only Megarish Miritzono. Masha'en came by the Isha, she is Mekabelet Eget, even Baal Korcha. I agree with you that that's a very, very important factor, and that is what the Tosas HaRosh is going to base himself on. But therefore, what's your conclusion? Where is there more likely to be Shlichus? By the Baal or by the Isha?
By the Baal.
Why?
Because a woman herself can't be a Shliach.
Who says a woman can't be a Shliach? Why do you keep jumping at this? A woman can't be a Shliach. How do we know that? In other words, we have Gzeres HaKosov. Vishilcha mi beso. Chazal adorish Gzeres HaKosov in two stages. Vishilach melamed shehu osa shliach, and Vishilcha, leaving out the mapikei, melamed shehi osa shliach. Tosas HaRosh says, l'chora, one drasha would have been enough. Why do you need two drashot? All we have to know is that the parsha is that shlichus vice to the parsha. Let's say, but we have a din of Baal Avimo. The Gemara in Hashavol says, Baal Avimo doesn't apply to a shliach. Baal Avimo is dafka when the individual is there himself. There's some parshas in the Torah in which there's no shlichus. Here we have a chiddush that there is shlichus in Gittin. Once we know the shlichus in Gittin, might have to do the husband and the wife, yes?
She has to receive it.
She has to receive it, correct. He has to give it, she has to receive it.
In her shas.
But go back to what Mishulam pointed out. If we have one of these that can do something miratzon, and the other that can only be Baal Korcho, where is there more likely that there would be shlichus? By the one who has the das, or by the one who is receiving Baal Korcho?
Perhaps by her, because she can't change. It's relevant whether she changes her mind or not, whereas if he were to point this out, change his mind.
Okay. So Tosfos HaRosh is just the opposite. V'yesh lomar, the hava amina, the Baal who... Sorry. The shayach shlichus she'eno megaresh ela midaito, aval isha shemisgareshes baal korcha lo adam maaseh dida kulehai shetucha lemano shliach b'mekoma. Let's try and understand. I hear what you're saying, and there is an inner logic, in other words. But I would like to understand Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says we would have a havamina. Maybe it's only shlichus by a husband, not by a wife, because the husband can do things. His role is midaito, while the woman is baal korcha, and therefore. And therefore, what does it have to do with shlichus? What assumption is the Tosfos HaRosh making over here? Yes?
A woman's role is passive, so she can't go out and mate for shliach.
Well, that's, why not?
Because she has to accept the get from Korah.
Okay, well, we're going in circles. Let's try and set down a principle. This Tosfos HaRosh L'chora is built on a Shitas Tosfos that we find in Ksuvos on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there in Ksuvos on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph deals with Chalitza and points out that we cannot have a Shliach in the world of Chalitza, either on the side of the husband nor on the side of the wife. We need Dafka that the brother of the Niftar go to the wife, and that the process be done between the two of them. Shlichus is not shayach in the world of chalitza. And the Gemara says, why? I should start a little differently. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara starts off by saying that in the world of chalitza, there cannot be a t'nai. You can't have a t'nai in the world of chalitza. Namely, the husband can't tell the woman, I am currently being cholet to you if it's going to rain tomorrow. I'm going to be cholet to you if you're going to give me $1,000. I'm going to do this act of chalitza. It'll only be chal under certain conditions. There can be no t'nai in the world of chalitza. So Gemara says, why can there be no t'nai in the world of chalitza? I in the world of Gita and in Kedushin and in Mechira, we can have t'nai. Why is the world of chalitza different? So Gemara says that the world of t'nai is learned out from Gzeres HaKosov of B'nei Gad u'B'nei Reuven. That's where the parasha of Tanoim is. And since the world of B'nei Gad u'B'nei Reuven was Isa B'shlichus, only those places that are Isa Bishlichus, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the ability to be Manchil the Aretz to Yoshua. So since by B'nai Gadu, B'nai Reuven, we find that this is a realm that lent itself to Shlichus, that's where you can have a Tanai. But if we have a realm where which doesn't lend itself to Shlichus, like Chalitza, therefore you can't have Tanai. So that's the Gemara over there, in the Suvas Dafayin Dalas. Tosus over there, it's a very powerful question. He says, what in the world does Tanai have to do with Shlichus? I mean, are we going to say that because B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven dealt with men, so only men can make Tanayim? Because B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven dealt with Karka, you can only have Tanai on Karka, not on the Taltalim? I mean, why over here, men, L'chor, is an irrelevant factor, Karka is an irrelevant factor, why should Shlichus be a relevant factor? So Tosus hands down a rule, a very, very powerful rule. Tosus says as follows. This Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in Ksuvas. Tosus says, "Yintomer mas svara yeshkan de lo garmina mehasem elinyan mashu svara lo yafina mehasem de lo mahani tnai el benisin askarka v'yeshlomer de haynu taima de hoel v'hamase kol kach biyado shiyachal lekayimo ayadei shliach svara hu sheyehe kamokein biyado l'shvuye beit tnaa avol chalitza she'ein biyado lekayimo ayadei shliach." Namely, that in order to be able to make a tnai, you have to be a balabas. You have to be in charge. You have to be in control. This has to be your act. If you're the bailam on this act, you can decide under what conditions it's going to be chal. You can only be viewed as a bailam over an act if you can make a shliach. If you can make a shliach, that means that, what do we call shlichus in English? A power of attorney. You're giving him your power. You have a certain power. You have a power to make kinyanim. You have a power to sell land. You have a power to buy land. You have a power to be mekadesh shenisha. Therefore, you can make a shliach. Once you can make a shliach, namely that this is, you can hand over this power to another individual, you could also make a tanai. It goes hand in hand. The moment you're a balabas, you can do two things. You can make a shliach, you can make a tanai. If you're not enough of a balabas to make a shliach, you're not enough of a balabas to make a tanai. So therefore, Tosfos HaRosh says, we would have a havamina that maybe the husband, who's the bailim on the act of gittin, it's in his hands to give the get, biyado. It's in his hands to decide, is he going to give the get or not give the get? So therefore, the husband can make a shliach to give a get, and the husband can set a tanai within the get. But the woman who is on the receiving end, she gets her get ba'al korcha, nothing is in her hands, she's not a bailim on the act of gerushin, she's simply a recipient. So clearly the woman can't make a tanai in terms of the get, so we think also the woman also can't appoint a shliach, that it's not hers, it's not her act to appoint a shliach, she has no power, she has no control over this. So maybe there's no concept of shlichus, because shlichus is a litmus test that we have over here, a degree of control. Kamashmalan what? What? Kamashmalan, we have a gzeres hakasuv, that we have another track of shlichus, what Rabbi Chisstein once called a mailbox, that a woman can make someone into her mailbox. Basically, she, her hand is the mailbox. When she receives the get, she can make someone else her mailbox, that when it goes into his hand, it likes it goes into his hand. But that's not the equivalent of the shlichus of the husband. The shlichus of the husband is not a mailbox. He is in locus, he's in place of the husband. The husband gave him the power to give the get. The woman is simply a mailbox. Now, it doesn't mean that these are the only two tracks of shlichus. Yitachen is a third or fourth or fifth track of shlichus as well. Were we going to the sugya of shlichus, we would get involved in it. Maybe there's a shlichus of Korban Pesach that's unique. V'shochat oso kol adas Yisrael bein ha'arbayim. That's one of the makoros of shulchos shodom kamoso. L'chora, it's nishtahi nishtaher. In other words, you can't make a tnai in a Korban Pesach, but becholza, you can make a shliach. What's the shlichus over there by Korban Pesach? What does it mean? Or we have Shammai Shita, that in Ritzicha, you can have shliach. Murder Incorporated, if Al Capone were to send, Jimmy the Dagger to kill someone, so according to Shammai Hazakin, Al Capone is going to be the one who's going to serve, he's the Rotzeach. Shlucho Shadim Kamosa. Again, it's not over here a din of having control over a certain area of halacha. It's not over there a question of a mailbox. It's a question of the maisa of X being the equivalent of the maisa. And we could have different tracks of shlichus. But over here, the track of shlichus that we have by shliach l'halacha And the track of shlichus that we have by shliach HaKabbalah are two different worlds. Just be aware that we have over here two totally different worlds of shlichus.
Right.
Yeah?
I would just say that's why you need shlichus. Or maybe, is that what it is?
And that's why you require shlichus. And that's exactly what the Tosfos Rosh points out.
Nothing to do with bringing up all daughters in general. The function of the shlichus is totally different.
That's exactly what Tosfos Rosh said. Had we only had the drasha of v'shilach, shaval, also shlichus, we would have thought that shlichus would be limited to a baal davar, like Tosfos' assumption in the Gemara in Ksuvos, that shlichus would be the litmus test to show you that when you have enough control to make a shliach, you have enough control also to make it tonight. Kam mashmalan, we have another type of shlichus. We have a shliach kabbalah who can be a mailbox. That's another type of shlichus. It's zeros hakosim. Okay, that's point number one. Then the Mishnah gets involved in the level of Medinas Hayam, which is required, or the level of Chutz Laaretz, which is required, according to Chazal, that would bring about the takana of B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. And all of this is as opposed to Eretz Yisrael. 3 lines on the bottom of the Mishnah. Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael. Eino tzarach shiyomer B'fanai Nechtav U'B'fanai Nechtam. In Eretz Yisrael, we have mint conditions. All the reasons we'll see in the Gemara for B'fanai Nechtav are not relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone is Baki Lishma. There are Shayeros Metsuyos, Eda Metsuyim Lekayimo. Therefore, there's no takon of B'fanai Nechtav B'fanai Nechtam. V'im yeshlov orerim yiskayim b'chosamav. If the Baal were to come and be ma'orer that we have an issue with this get, then we would have a pitaron of Yiskayim b'chosamav. We mekayim the get, we mekayim the signatures, the Edim themselves, people know the signatures, you have Shayeros Metsuyos, and that will solve the problem. Tosfos over here is medayik in the Mishnah, that if the Baal does not come to be ma'arer, then we accept the get at face value. A get which is given in Eretz Yisrael, via a shliach, right? A Baal sends a shliach from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, then the shliach doesn't have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta, and this get is accepted, the woman can go ahead and get married without any issues. What issue does Tosfos raise? So of course, the Baal is not around. The Baal is not around. Had he been around, what could he have done? He could have been ma'arer. He could have claimed that we have over here a ziyuf, etc., etc. What rule do we have in the world of Beis Din that when the Baal is not around to raise his tainos, what does Beis Din do? They raise it for him. Tanina, psach picha le'ilin. That's the language of the Gemara over there in Baba Basra, Daf Mem Aleph. We have the din of tanina, psach picha le'ilin, that the Beis Din will stand in and be towing anything that this Baal could have been towing. This is a rule by a Baal who's not around. This is a rule by Yisomim, by Lukuchos, anyone who is sort of at the mercy, any situation where a shtar could put them in a bad situation, we have a din of tainina. Why over here, Tosfos says, don't we have a din of tainina? Aval kol zman de loasi baal, baram Tosfos u'ma'arer, nisei salpi aget, lo tainina mezuyaf. Mishum, Tosfos says, iguna ikilu bei rabbanan. Aval b'mamon tainina mezuyaf, lenifra shal b'fanav, miyisamim, mi Lukuchos. That here we have an exception to the rule. Here we have an exception. B'chol ha'Torah kula we say taninan, except in the world of Ged Isha. Why is this an exception? Mishum iguna. We don't want this woman to remain chained to the husband. We want her to be able to get married. Yes?
Does this mean that the woman can or cannot?
She can get married. She can be gova her ketuva, and if the husband claims at some point ziyuf, then we'll check it out and we'll be mekayim the shtar. But until the husband claims the chvodo va'atzmo, we're not going to apply the principle of tanina because of mishumiguna ikilu bei rabbana. The question is this the only way of understanding why perhaps get should be an exception to the rule? Or is there perhaps a different approach, which we may find a little later on in the Rishonim, but maybe you can think of a different approach of how we can be machalek between get on one hand and all the cases that Tosfos brings out in terms of Yisomim and Lekuchos and Shelo B'Fanav Yuchal kol adam lichtov shtar mila ve'lachdim edem me'atzmo, that b'chol ha'Torah kula we have a din of taninan except yet isha. Do we have to come on to mishum iguna ikilu be'rabanan, or perhaps there is a more basic distinction between get and the world of mamonos, which where we say taninan? What may be different between all the cases where we say taninan and get?
Get is the world of Israel, and mamonos is the world of
Israel. And therefore, why would that affect taninan? Taninan applies to whom? You're right. I mean, just continue through.
To a baal din who's going to suffer.
Excellent. Okay. In other words, that when we have a machlokes between, or when we have a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon, and we have a question, who is chayev and who is patur, so then we have a din of taninan. Taninan meaning we're going to stand up, we're going to help the baal din. We have over here two baalei dinim. One of them may be improperly charged. You know, we're dealing over here with the ziyuf, and so we're going to stand up, basically going to stand up for a baal din. However, in the world of Gittin, our question is not between Avraham and Sarah. That's not what we're dealing with over here. We're dealing over here whether this get is valid or it's invalid. That's a din of Iser Veheter. In the world of Iser Veheter, as to whether something is valid or invalid, in other words, it has ramifications to Reuven and to Sarah, but they're not the Baalei Din. It's not between the two of them. It's a halachic matter. It's like, for example, if you have a question as to you bought a chicken in the supermarket, and you have a question as to whether it's kosher or not, so clearly, if it's not kosher, someone's going to suffer a loss. You're going to suffer, a supermarket's going to suffer, the shochet's going to suffer, someone's going to suffer a loss. But that's not, you're not a Baal Din. The Baal Din is the chicken. The chicken has to be, the Rav is dealing with the chicken, whether the chicken is kosher or treif. You can't have a bezdin that are krovim to Baalei Dinim, but you can have a bezdin that is karov to a nida, in terms of she has a question, that's an owner of a chicken, if that question is a chicken. Namely, that when we're dealing in the realm of Iser Veheter, even though there's fallout in terms of Mamonos, and as Amitai pointed out, there's a fallout over here also in terms of Tzuva, there's a fallout in terms of Mamonos, but the basic question is not one that applies to the Baalei Dinim. The basic question is one that applies to the nature of the get. And then Yitachain, that there's no din of Tanina. Tanina is a din of a Tain of a Baal Din. Bezdin can stand in for the Baal Din. Here we don't have Baalei Dinim per se. Yitachain, that this is, in Rav Shechter's notes, this is said in the name, recorded this in the name of the Rav, but Yitachain, that this is the Rif. If you move to the back of your Gemara, into the Rif, so as I pointed out, on the Bezim at Aleph in the Rif, there you have the Rif of with the Diuk and Rashi, in terms of Shliach Halacha, Shliach Kabbalah. If we move to the Bezim at Bez in the Rif, about five lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Ran quotes a Shita of Tosfos, which we don't have. He quotes a Shita of Tosfos, Kasva Tosfos, the Meha Shaminan, the Misha Beli Par, Minichse Chavero Shalabafanav, Omen Ayasam, and Alukuchos Bishtar, Gove, Ein Sarach Lekaimo, Lo Chashinim Lemezuyav. Namely, that there was a Shita of Tosfos that was known by the Ran that Pumfa cared from our Tosfos. That you can medayik from our Mishnah that there's no din of taninah of mezuyah, that mezuyah is a taina de roshlicha, bezin are not towing taina de roshlichos, since bezin aren't towing mezuyah on a get, therefore they're not towing b'chol ha'Torah kula. And the Ran says that that's a lot of nonsense, right? That lo yitachen, that's, in other words, the diuk should be in that direction. And in the first, last thin line, on daf gimel amid aleph in the Ran, says ve'ein elu rayas, in other words, that this Tosfos, pseudo Tosfos, the Tosfos that the Ran had that we don't have in our Tosfos, brought various rayas to this day that we're not towing mezuyah. Ve'ein elu rayas, the mimas nisin lechol lemigmar, lefi she'ein isha zo mamono shel baal, ela birshus atzma hi lehinasei, va'anan lo man'inan la. What is the Ran saying over here? You can't prove anything from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there's no din of taninan. You can't prove from here that in general there's no din of taninan. Why? She'ein isha zo mamono shel baal. Had the question been a question of mamonos, then we would have tanina. Then you have balei dvarim, etc. Here's not a question of mamonos. We have a question on the get. It's a din of iser v'heter. This has nothing to do with balei dinim, and therefore there's no din of tanina. Yitachen, that's what the Ran is saying. Yitachen. But yitachen also that this is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam, in Hilchos Gerushin, at the end of Perek Gimel, also deals with this issue of when we have taninon, when we don't have taninon, when do we accept things at face value, and when don't we? And there at the end of Perek, not Perek Gimel, sorry. A little dyslexic. Not Gimel, Zayin. Perek Zayin. The Rambam over there points out that when we have a get, etc., then she's the woman's becheskas migureshes, and we're not toein mezuyaf. And he it's this Perek Zayin alchakav dalid. We're not choshesh that maybe it's mezuyaf or shem shalach lishman nichtav. That's what the Rav said. That in the world of mamonos, we have a principle of tanina. Beis Din is going to stand up for the Baal Din if he's not around, and is going to be toing for him. Anything he could have been toing, if he would have been toing mezuyaf, Beis would be toing mezuyaf. However, here we're dealing in the realm of Iser v'Heter, there's no balei dinim, there's no din of tanim. Okay. That's the overview of the Mishnah in terms of the Reisha and the Seifa. In the middle of the Mishnah, we deal with the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Those who want to have a head start, Rabbi Bednarsh is going to give a Chabura tomorrow on the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. We'll hold off till we get to Daf Dalet, what's considered to be Medinas Hayom. What are the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael? We'll go through the Tosfos. I want to get to the Gemara. Yes? So I'm saying there's fallout. There is fallout. But in other words, just in the chicken is also a financial aspect. There is a financial aspect in terms of if a woman's in need, they have to, couple have to cancel their vacation. And there are all sorts of issues that have financial fallout. But the question over here is the eker question is, do we have over here a get or don't we have a get? That's Iser v'Heter. Then, once we have a get, we're going to have to deal with the issues involved. It's a very proper question in terms of, but that's l'chora what the Ran and the Rambam are saying. I think that's what the Rav meant. Yes.
What could be lost is her to him.
So eino isha mamono shalbal. In other words, that she is not the loss, but Dov was pointing out there's a ksuva, the nuxem alot, there are other things that are involved. But since the eker question is, do we have a get or not, on that there's no din of tanina. The question is, what we have to get involved in is, what is the basis of the takana of b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? My taima. That's the Gemara's question. My taima. What's behind this takana? Rabba Amar l'fi she'ein b'kiyin l'shma. Rava Amar l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyin l'kayimo. And the Gemara gives a number of nafkaminas between Rabba and between Rava. What over here is the basic machlokas between Rabba and Rava? According to Rashi, it's just a question of, in other words, what's the difference whether we're choshesh for X or Y? The Gemara says the difference would be in a situation of Asuya Betray, Medina Be'eretz Yisrael, also Medina Medina Sayam. In other words, there are nafkaminas. In this case, we have one factor, there's another factor. But is there a difference in terms of the nature of the takana according to Rabba and according to Rava? Whether it's an issue of Ein Bekiyin Lishma, or whether it's an issue of Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayimo. What does Rashi say? Ein Bekiyin Lishma, Ein B'nei Medina Sayam, B'nei Torah, Ein yodin shetzarach lichtov haget l'shem ha'isha, that they're missing out on a very, very basic factor. And therefore, we need the aid to fill in this information. Hilkach omer ha'shliach v'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta. According to Rava, l'fi she'enei l'metzuyim l'kayimo, im yavo ha'bal v'ya'arer lomar lo kesavtiv, she'yu edim metzuyim l'hakir kasimus edim, those edim won't be around, because ain't sheros metzuyos, therefore heminu l'shliach, the shliach is going to preempt this issue. What's the difference over here in the nature of the chshash of ain b'kiyin l'shma, and the nature of the chshash of ain edim metzuyim l'kayim according to Rashi? Yes, Ari. Right, taking what Ari said and just reformulating, but exactly what I think what Ari is saying is that according to Rabba, Chazal were choshesh that this shtar is not good. We have an objective problem. We have communities in Medina Sayam where there is not a knowledge, ein yodin shetzarach lichtov haget lishma, and so Chazal were choshesh that this husband is going to be, this woman is going to be getting a get, which is inherently invalid. And for that, we need the shliach's edus in order to be able to tell us that this is a valid get. According to Rava, we're not dealing over here with an inherent problem in the get or something inherently problematic in Medina Sayam per se. We're dealing over here with a chshash that the Baal is going to mess things up later on. This woman is going to take the get, she's going to get married, she's going to have kids, and the Baal is going to come in Mima'ar. What's going to be with the kids? What's going to be with the woman's status? What's going to be with her second marriage? We're afraid the Baal is going to mess her up. We have to preempt the Baal. Namely, that the Rava is concerned with the error of the Baal. He pointed out, Bez Din doesn't get involved. There's no Din over here of Taninam. But the Baal always has the opportunity, the Zchus, of being towing. So we're afraid he's going to take advantage of his Zchut and then mess up the woman. Mashenken, according to, that's Rava. Mashenken, according to Rava, forget about the Baal. We're not concerned with the Baal. We're concerned with the get. Is this woman receiving a proper get or not? Maybe we have a Chisaron in the get per se. That's the way Rashi learns. The Meiri also learns that way. We'll see that Tosfos did not follow through in this manner. However, if we're going to learn like Rashi, let's learn like Rashi. That according, let's take first Rabba Shita, that we have a problem of a community of Amaratzis. So what questions does Tosfos now raise? If the problem is a community of Amaratzis, no, we have two Tosfos over here. One Lefi Shein Bikin Lishma, and then a second one Lefi Shein Bikin Lishma. Each Tosfos asks the question: if we have a community which are full of Amaratzim, why choose Lishma? What? That's the only halacha of Hilchos Gittin. We have all Masechta of Hilchos Gittin. Dinim of Mechubar, Nichtav Yom Nechtam Balayla. We have all sorts of halachas, Shem, Zman. We have all sorts of questions as to whether a get was written properly. Why pick on Lishma? That's problem number one, if we're dealing really with an issue of community of Amaratzim. And secondly, second Tosfos Lishma, what does it make who brings it? Right? That we find that when the Shliach brings it, then we have a problem. Were the husband to bring it, or we saw in the Ran, were the woman herself to bring it, then there's no need for Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam. Why not? Our problem isn't who's bringing it. Our problem is what went on in Chutz Laaretz. Do they know or don't they know? Meinaf Gamina, who brings it? So we have these two issues that we have to deal with, assuming Rashi's perspective on Rabba's principle. That Rabba's principle, according to Rashi, is one of Chashash of Chazal. Chazal were Choshesh that we have over here, a problematic get. So let's take these two issues one by one. Okay, but in Eretz Yisrael, we don't even, in other words, at that time, then it would be, like nowadays, right? In other words, you could be in Golis in Eretz Yisrael as well. But the Gemara was assuming the Metzius. In Eretz Yisrael, the Metzius was that they were Bekiyim Lishma. In Chutz Laaretz, according to Rashi, Ein B'nei Meninas Hayam, at that time, B'nei Torah, Ein Yodim Shetzarach Lichtov Haget L'Shem Ha'isha. But everything else they knew, just this one halacha, they didn't know. So here we have three different approaches within the Rishonim. We have the approach of the Riva, we have the approach of Rabbeinu Tam, and then we have Rashi, who didn't learn either like the Riva, the Chora, or like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban is the white knight who comes to the rescue of Rashi and explains what Rashi's Shita is. Let's start off with the Riva. The Riva is not found in our Tosfos. The Riva is quoted in the Tosfos Harash, but the Riva is really not the Riva. The Riva is simply saying that we have a Yerushalmi. We open up the Yerushalmi to the beginning of Maseches Gittin. So, I don't know why in all of these Gemaras they put it in the back, everything under the sun but the Yerushalmi. They could just put the Yerushalmi even without a parish. It would also be very helpful. Okay. I mean, because we don't understand Yerushalmi anyway, even with a parish. But some things in Yerushalmi are pretty clear. So the Yerushalmi has the Mishnah, and it asks, Kasha, I don't understand the Mishnah, says the Yerushalmi. Ihu ha-mevi shtar matam in Nis Hayam, shem ha-chosh lomer b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechta, ma-pitom, that a get coming from Nis Hayam requires b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechta. We don't find that by shtaros in general. It's not a din in shtar. So, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar, shan yahi, get is different. She'ein b'kiyin b'dikduke gitin. She'ein b'kiyin b'dikduke gitin. So the Riva says that Tosas' question is a klutzkashe. Tosas asks, why do we have lishma? Why don't we mention also all other things? In Achinami. In Achinami. They don't know any of the halachos. Lishma was simply chosen as the tip of the iceberg. But really, they don't know the halachos. They don't know Mechubar, they don't know Nechta B'yom, Nechta B'layla, and B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta is going to tell us that it was written the Hechsher. Just like in terms of Hilchos Shlita. If all of a sudden someone's going to bring a chicken with an OU Hechsher, right? So you don't know anything about the OU. You live in Eretz Israel, you know Badat, you know Rav Rubin, Rav Landau. You don't even know, what's the OU? Two English letters. Very, very strange. You want to know what's going on. So you ask him, what's going on? So you're going to ask him a question as to whether they checked the Reyos. You're not concerned only whether they checked the Reyos. You want to know about the Reyos. You want to know about the Thomas HaGidim. You want to know about the Malichi. You want to know all these questions. But one of the things that you're asking is one, and then we're going to continue with the questions to all the others. That's what the Riva says, in Inachinami, that Inachinami, Lishma, over here is Lishma, V'chulei. Lefi She'en B'kiyin Lishma, V'chulei. Tosos was aware of the Yerushalmi. But Tosfos says, but the Bavli is cholik on the Yerushalmi. How do we know the Bavli is cholik on the Yerushalmi? Because we have a Gemara later on, says Tosfos on the Daf Testament Days, that the Gemara over there says that Lishma is included in the machlokes between Rabba and Rava, as opposed to Mechubar. Namely, that the Gemara understood, that the Bavli understood, that Lishma means Lishma, and Mechubar is Mechubar, and these are two different worlds. This question of Rabbeinu Tam is a good question. But the Riva has an answer. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, the Riva says, no. The Gemara over there is telling us that Lishma means Lishma v'chulei, and Mechubar is different. Namely, that in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't know 90% of the halachas of get. What halacha did they know? The din of Mechubar. Because Mechubar is not only by get, Mechubar is also where else do we have a din of Mechubar? Aside from the world of get, we're in the Kasa of the Nosan. Sukkah. What? Kabbalah's Tumah. No, he says it a little sharper. Nidachas, maybe. Just remember. Sorry. Tosfos HaRosh by us. Not in Kedushin. Right, in Nidachas, he said, I think that's where he brought it in from. From the Gemara on Daf Testament Days. Hadrasha darshina and the cost of a nasim shina machus alexiva the kavasa perikhel kabir nidachas tikbots v'sarafta mishena machus alekvitzah v'sreifa. In other words, it's a drasha that has other v'shafach v'kisa, and we find it in other areas of halacha. So they also knew it by get, but the halachas that are unique to get, that they didn't know. In any case, this is one approach. So one approach is saying that in Achinami Lishma means all psulei get except for mechubar. And then the Tosis's question falls off, and this was the chashash of Chazal, that simply the din of psulei get wasn't known. However, Rabbi Notam understood, no, that lishma means lishma. Why should lishma be different than all other psulei get? For Rabbi Notam, the bechol hilchos gitin v'kiyin, ela dahach derasha, the vekosav la, that we're dorish, that la implies lishma, eino nireis lehem ikar derasha, v'ein v'kiyin perush, ein choshishin l'derasha d'lishma. And afterwards, not that they learned it. They knew all along that there were Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael who were Dorish in this manner. Afterwards, they were Makabel the Drasha. I didn't see anyone who deals with it, but Lechor, if you're going to talk about Rabbi Notam in Chutz Laaretz, Lechor, you have a much deeper problem. And that is one of Kabbalah's Torah Sheba'al Peh and Chachmei HaMasorah v'chulei v'chulei. Namely, not to be makabel a drasha, that's generally what would put someone in the realm of tzdukim, baitusim, what we call an apikores, etc. And then if that individual would write the get lishma, it still wouldn't be good. Namely, that's a much more deeper problem. Kanir'eh, that Rabbeinu Tam felt that since this was an issue of generations, we have a very, very famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that we have a din of Tinok Shanishba, namely that if someone doesn't accept Chazal, but not because he didn't accept, because his parents didn't accept, his grandparents didn't accept, then he may not have the status, because how you learn the Rambam, may not have the status of an Apikoros. The Rambam says that we should treat that individual with tremendous ahava. But the question is he an Apikoros or he's not an Apikoros? So that's Machlokes the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim. What the Chazon Ish said, he's not an Apikoros. He's not Cholik on Chazal. He just doesn't know any better. He's a good American Jew. But Reb Chaim said, he's a Nebuchad Apikoros. We'll love him, we'll have NCSY conventions, and we'll wine and dine him, and v'chulei v'chulei, and we'll try to be Makariv him, but he's still Nebuchad Apikoros. And what can we do? Anyway, but I didn't see anyone who gets involved in this issue with Rabbi Notam in terms of Rabbah, because we don't pass like Rabbah, we pass like Rava. So they don't get involved in it, but Rabbi Notam's Rabbah is a very, very radical, very, very radical approach, that we have a community that accepts all Hilchos Gittin, but they don't accept the drasha. They don't accept the drasha of a cost of la lishma. Okay. Yes? Well, for us, it's a machlokas in terms of trying to understand to what degree Chazal were choshesh. Clearly, they're according to the Riva. Chazal were only were matakim b'fanei nechtam, and we have a total bankruptcy of halacha. Namely, einim b'kiyim b'duduke gitin. It's like when the Jews came from Ethiopia. There was a whole question as to how to relate to them in terms of they're Jewish b'seder, but can we intermarry? Is there other issues of mamzerus of goyavo b'kohol, etc.? What kind of gitin did they have in Ethiopia for all these generations v'chulei? So Baruch Hashem, they didn't have Gittin. I mean, that was the tremendous. They were Catholic. They didn't have Gittin. They didn't have such a. So that solved the problem, because had they had Gittin, and Eman Bikiyan Bedina Gittin, it would have been much worse than we would have had real issues. So over here, according to the Riva, we're dealing with a community that simply lost the Masoras. Of Hilchos Gittin. According to Rabbeinu Tam. Even if they knew all about Gittin, but there was one halacha that was missing, even on that, Chazal would make a takana. So it has relevance to at what point did Chazal go ahead and make a takana that would affect everyone. You know, it affects even situations, even communities that are biki. In Chutzaretz, mitzad lo plug. But according to Rashi didn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, lo yodin shetzarach lichtov hager, not lo choshishin, right? And Rashi doesn't like the Riva. He only talks about lishma. Doesn't quote the Yerushalmi over here. Doesn't say anything about other halachos. Dafka lishma. So how do we understand Rashi? What brings about this selectivity? Why should there be an issue in Chutz Laaretz of lishma, but all other hilchos gitin for some reason were not an issue? Yes.
one's in the realm of the sofer and one's in the realm.
Excellent. So Rashi is basically, according to the Ramban, Somech on the Gemara at the end of the Amud. The end of the Amud, the Gemara is trying to understand how far really the issue is. We'll get to it later on. But the Gemara is Miniach Stam Safre de Dayane Migmar Gemire. For Rabbanon Hu de Itztrich. That really, the Sofrim and Chutz Laaretz, they know the Halacha. Every community had Tamidei Chachamim. Tamidei Chachamim would be the ones that would teach the Sofrim. Right? The same way that the Mezuzahs and Chutz Laaretz were kosher because this, they learned the Halachos of Lishma. So the Gittin and Chutz Laaretz basically are kosher in terms of the Halachos. However, why over here Rabbanon Hu de Itztrich? So Rashi explains, if really the Sofrim and Migmar Gemire, so why have a Takana? Rabbanan hu deitzrichu lemechash lemilsa, mishum deika da ashkach kasu v'omed, nichtav l'shem echem ne'iro, shishmo kishmo shmo kishma, v'nimrach milagaresh, and then, who got involved over here? Not the sofer, but, who found it? Who found this get? Ishkach kasu v'omed. The Baal. Namely, the problem is that all the halakos in terms of mechubar, in terms of nichtav yadachalayla, that's on the realm of the sofer. But what if the sofer wrote the get properly, and this get simply is currently sitting unused, and the Baal finds it, and he decides to get a bargain, buy a used get, and to give it to his wife. That's where the issue comes in, that the Baal doesn't know the dinim of Lishma. He's not aware that a get that was written for a different husband, a different woman, is possible. And that's where Chazal were metake b'fanai nachtzvanai nechtam. Namely, all of the other psulim are dinim in the writing of the get l'chatchila. Here we're dealing with the get that was written l'chatchila, but for a different person. And who was the, and who made the mistake? The Baal. The Baal in Chutz Laaretz, he's the one, Ein Yodin. Ein B'nei, go back to Rashi, Ein B'nei Medinas Hayam B'nei Torah. The Sofrim, the Dayanim, they're B'nei Torah. But B'nei Medinas Hayam, the Balabatim, they're not B'nei Torah. That's the way the Ramban over here understands in Rashi.
This is
a
Dabrashenu Shliach.
It's a Dabrashenu Shliach. Certainly it's a Dabrashenu Shliach. Because we don't want one woman to have to bring Mamzerim into the world.
So we have to say that we're all, but when you have a thing that says, oh, we don't make Gzeira because it's not Shliach, so we have to be Chayshish Shliach.
No, we don't say we don't make Gzeira because of things aren't Shliach. We don't make Gzeira Shatzibur lo yochol lamod ba. And once we have a Gzeira, Yitachin, that Chazal, when they made the Gzeira, only were metakin it on things that were Shliach. But then we never have a halacha that the Chazal are never metakin l'chatkiwa on things that aren't Shliach. Here we have the Feirush. This is what the Gemara points out. The Gemara asks, I mean, leaving aside the in other words, the Gemara asks, if we really have a problem, we should need two Eidim. So the Gemara says, Rov b'kiyim heim. Afilu rav meir d'chay shem yuta stam safrei d'dayanei migmar mirei. Rabbanan hu da'atstrich, namely we have over here a chshash of 0.001%. V'hocha mishim miguna ikilu be rabbanan. And because we have this chshash, and on one hand, on the other hand, we don't want the woman to be niguna, so Rabbanan made their takana to be ma'amin, the shliach, and the Gemara deals with, are they really metaken or are they mekalkel? But in the chinami, we're dealing with a very, very small chshash, what Tosus calls laz. Not a real problem, but a laz problem. In the chinami. Yes? The there are two different, again, I said that once Chazal make a takana, then you could say that it doesn't apply to situations that would be loshliach. But it could be that Chazal l'chatkila would make a takana on something which is loshliach because of the consequences. Over here, the consequences are consequences of mamzerus, consequences of safek eshesish. And so in these situations, Chazal made a takana. Once they made the takana, then they may have only made it for level X and not level Y. But l'chatzchigo, to make a takana, they can make it even on something which is not shliach. Yes?
So then why not? Why is it just the yudim siyah? Why are you not closer to the Baal inside Eretz Yisrael?
Because b'nei Eretz Yisrael are b'nei Torah. That's the Rashi's b'nei. Ein b'nei b'nei sayon b'nei Torah. Ein yodim shetzarach lichtov. But in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi points out
that no one in Eretz Yisrael would find
Yaidu ha'idim. The habikiyim lishma, the edim mitzuyim tamalikayim. The assumption is that in Eretz Yisrael there would be enough of a check and a balance that that would not, this would not be a chshash.
Even if we're dealing with something that's lo shchiach in chutz la'aretz, we're saying it's so lo shchiach in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, yeah. Right. In other words, in chutz la'aretz, it's the lo shchiach is that this is something only when the balabas gets into the picture. The balabas only gets into the picture if he's going to find shmo kishmo v'chulei. That's relatively lo shchiach. It's so problematic. The Tosa says, l'chora, they would never have written the get had there been Shnei Yosef and Shimon v'Yerachas. Namely, that the whole Hechatimsa of Rashi, according to Tosos, really hardly even gets off the ground. Okay. However, yes?
Rashi's answer is the Maskana of the Gemara, pretty much.
Yes.
So, what, and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivot obviously have to agree with him that it's in the Maskana, so they're only arguing on the Havamina of the Gemara.
We'll see in a minute that they disagree also into the Maskana. We'll come to that in a minute. Okay, this is all within the first question that we have on Rashi's approach. Namely, if according to Rashi, we have a community of Amaratzim, why single out Lushma? So according to the Riva, we didn't single out Lushma. It's Lushma v'chule, with the exception of Mechubar. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we have over here a problem in Masoret, that in Chutz Aretz they were Talmidei Chachamim, accepted all the drashas, but the drasha of Lishma, for some reason, was not accepted. Very, very extreme Shita. And according to Rashi, we have a difference between the layer of B'nai Torah in Chutz La'aretz and the layer of Balabatim. B'nai Torah were Bikiyim, therefore the Sofrim were Bikiyim, the Balabatim were not Bikiyim, but at some point the Balabas can enter into the picture, and therefore Rabbanan made a Gzera to prevent those situations in which the Balabas would enter into the picture and send the get that currently is possible. But then we had a second question. If really we're dealing with an issue of how the get was written, or how the get got to the hands of the Baal, my nafgamina, who brings the get? That we find that when the Shliach brings the get, Chazal made a takana. We saw that the Ran pointed out that if the woman herself were to bring the get, there would be no need for fana nechta. Tosis raises a question that if the Baal brings the get, there's no need for b'fanenechta. Why would these two be an exception? So over here, maybe we can understand, Tosis only brings in that the Baal. If the Baal brings the get, why shouldn't there be b'fanenechta? But the Tosis doesn't bring in the woman. That kind of area was understood to Tosis. Why, if a woman brings her own get, would there be no need for b'fanei nechta? So of course, we have an objective problem. In Chutz La'aretz, sometimes the Baal is going to try and get a bargain. He's going to get a used get that wasn't written for this woman. Might have to mean who brings the get, whether the shliach brings the get or whether the woman brings the get. Over here, let's go back to the previous year that we had in terms of the nature of shtar, the nature of get. How did we understand the gzeras hakasuv of a get? That the das of the husband, taking the tikkur, writing it down, or the das amischayev, having edim chasum haget, that creates a edus bichsav. What is that edus bichsav made on? Let's say, for example, we have a woman holding her get. Right? How do we know that this woman says that my husband gave me the get? And let's say the husband will come and said, I never gave you that get. The halacha is she's megureshet. She's holding on to the get. Why is she megureshet? The husband says he never gave her the get.
Because there's edus that at one point the Baal did have das that he was megureshet.
Plus, and where is that edus currently? In the hands of the... that Yemos Reveler is a din in Mamanos. But we have a principle, Eidim HaChasuma HaShtar Nasa Kemisha Nechkara Eidusan Bebezdim. That here we have a principle, there is a whole Kuntras on Shtaris that was written, that the Rav, that was written posthumously to the Rav that was published in a sefer called Yovel HaYovlot by whoever published Yovel HaYovlot. All the Rosh Yeshiva participated at the time, and Rav Shechter, I think, anonymously published a kuntris of Shtaros of the Rav, and one of the basic yesodos is that the Edim in a shtar are made even on that which occurred after they signed the shtar. Namely, the Edim signed that the Baal asked them to write this shtar, asked them to write this get. They never saw the get being handed over to the woman. The get was written in Yerushalayim. It was handed over to the woman in Tveria. But we have a principle, that when the shtar is in the hands of the recipient, it's as though it's telling us that everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. It's all good. And the shtar is kosher. The Edim are me'idim that the shtar is kosher. So, kiviyachal, they're even made that the husband gave the shtar to the wife. Otherwise, what would he be doing in her hands? All of that is part of the haggadah of the get. Otherwise, she wouldn't be megureshit with the get. Hu hadin, if she's holding on to the get is made to us that it was written lishma, that the get is made to us. If the husband claims that the Edim are mezuyah, that's a problem. Right? That's a taina, because then we have no edus. But once we have edus, once we know that these Edim are kshayim, and the question is, was everything done properly? Then as long as she's holding on to it, everything is fine and good. The problem is, what if the husband is holding on to the shtar? It hasn't yet been given to the wife. So why over here aren't we choshesh that the husband picked up the shtar cheap, etc., etc.? So Tosfos asked the question, Kosha, Dilakamon, Tanya, second Tosfos, Lufi Shein Bekiyin, Hu Atmo Shevi Gito, Eno Tzorach Shiyom Efon Einechtof An Einechtam, Maishna Hu Mishlucho, Ich Hashinon Shemelo Nasa Lishma, The time of Dhamma Lakaman Mikat Nokit Rebi Yoda, Viu Ma'ari Luya Lamalo Yarer, Imitrilo Yoda, the Bailishma, the Hashta Yoda, Omeri, the Maskin and Besamach, the Rove Biki in Hain, Ustam Safre Gemire, Leko Elo Laaz Baalma, the Mistama Shiro Kedinya Arer, the Hocha Shemivio Habao Baatmo, Leko Lamecha Shafilu Laaz, the Tulo Ma'arer, Kedamar Besamach, Minkat Nokit Biyode, the Iyu Ma'arer Iluyai? Tosfos over here just made a total about face. What did Tosfos do at this point in Tosfos? What did he change? What's the difference between Tosfos' question and Tosfos' answer? How did Tosfos answer the question? Tosfos asked the question, we have an objective issue in terms of Gitin, might have to be who brings the get. What's Tosfos' answer? It's not an objective issue. What is the issue? Irur Habal. Namely, that Tosfos over here changed viewing Rabbah. We say, what's in between Rabbah and Rava? Rabbah is an objective issue, and Rava is a question of Irur on Mizuyah. Tosfos over here understands, because of his question, that even Rabbah is only dealing with a question of Irur. The only question is, what's the Irur? Is the Irur that the get wasn't written properly, or is the Irur that the get wasn't signed properly? Is the Irur on the Zuyaf, or is the Irur on Lishma? And then, since it's a question of Irur, if the Baal himself is bringing the get, he's not going to be Ma'arer. That's a, you know, Tosfos made a radical about face. We find the same thing in the bottom Tosfos. Rabbanan hu de itztrich. He starts with Pirush HaKuntrus, Mishum de'ika de'ishkach kosu va'omeg. We have a problem that the Baal, who's an Ama'aretz, is going to find the get, which is improper for his wife, and give it to him. Tosfos asks all sorts of questions, and how does he end up? Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, for what's in the Tosfos, Omer li deho deitzrich rabbanan hocha, haynu kedei shlo ya'arer haba'al v'yomer shekos v'asof kedei l'slamed, v'hu hechtim alav edim, hu lo baki l'shma, Irur. We're going back to Irur. The Baal is going to be ma'arer that the get was written shelo l'shma. Okay, so we have over here, because of this issue, Tosfos made a radical about face. Because of the issue, if Rashi is really correct, Ma'inaf Kamina who brings the get, so Tosfos says Rashi's wrong. That really there's no machlokes between Rabbah and Rava as to the reason for Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta. They both say the reason is Irur HaBaal. The only question is, what's the Baal going to be Ma'arir? According to Rabbah, the Baal's going to be Ma'arir. I wasn't aware of the din of Lishma, and that's why the get is no good. According to Rava, the Baal's going to be Ma'arir. I never had Edim sign this get. This get is mezuyah, and that's why it's no good. In other words, it's it's details within the Irur HaBaal. How will Rashi deal with the issue that Tosus raises? According to Rashi, that we have over here an objective issue, Ma'naf Gemina, if the Baal brings the get or not, is a good question. I don't have an answer. Looked around for an answer a long time. I didn't find an answer. But Rashi doesn't switch horses. Rashi, in the beginning of the Amud, at the end of the Amud, understands that the issue is B'nai Medina Sayyam, that we have a problem, we have an objective problem. What does he do with Tosus's? Tosus raises a very good question. Tosus says the same in Daf Hamad Aleph. Over there also, Ihachi Baal Name, Tosus says, what will Rava do with this? And Baal Name Lechush? And Tosus answers to a question of Irur, that if the Shriach brings it, the Baal is going to be Ma'arer. If the Baal is bringing it, he's not going to be Ma'arer. Again, Tosus Lashitato. This is Tosus's. So as I said, that the distinction we made between Rabba and Rava was according to Rashi. The Meiri also learns like Rashi, that Rabba is a din in the objective, and Rava is a din in Irur. But Tosos, first question, we have different answers for. But his second question, he feels he has to backtrack from Rashi and understand that both Rabba and Rava are dealing with details within the Irur. Is the Irur on Shalalushma? And Tosos gives his Ukimta of Sofer Kosaf Lislamed, or is the Irur on Mezuyas? Okay. That's all within. So in terms of your question, Danny, so over here, in Achinami, Tosas learns that when the Gemara says, Rabbanan hu de'itztrich, then the Gemara is telling us that we don't have over here an objective problem. We have over here a problem of Irur HaBaal.
My question actually was, why is Rashi saying this as the Havamina when that Rashi would be the Maskana?
It's not. Rashi says it as the Maskana as well. Rashi doesn't have a Havamina Maskana. Rashi learns the Sugya as one, it flows. It's simply one flow. There's no havamin and maskana. It's all simply an understanding of to what degree do we have a problem of shalolishma. First, the Gemara thought that it was a widespread issue, and then the Gemara came down to the maskana. No. It was never really a widespread issue. It's an issue in terms of the balabatim, and we would have ukimtot with the balabas because of his lack of knowledge would send the wrong get to his wife, and for that reason. They made the takana. That's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what? You know, how does that relate back to the Reisha?
Right.
You're correct. According to Tosus, it's all revolving around Irur. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, that's a machlokes in Rabba and Rava. That's the nature of the machlokes in Rabba and Rava. Okay, just one more point, then we'll call it a morning. According to Rava, we have an issue. We dealt with Rava. Fishein b'kim l'shma. Rava amar l'fishein in mitzvim mekayimo. Everyone, all Rishonim agree. We're dealing over here with Irur HaBaal. Baal is ma'arer of mezuyaf. Maybe this get is mezuyaf. Here, all the Rishonim, everyone in his own way, quotes a Yerushalmi. Some quote the Yerushalmi verbatim. Some simply allude to the Yerushalmi. That we're not dealing over here auto b'rishi askina. We never had a chash that the Baal is out, like unfortunately there are stories all the time in the papers, to mess up his wife, to hurt her on purpose. Namely that on purpose he would have had this get signed by improper edim and handed to his wife and have her get married and have children and say, aha! Now I got you. Now you're a zona and your kids are mamzeirim v'chuy. Chas v'shalom. There was never such a chash that in the world of Irur HaBaal. The language of the Yerushalmi over there on Daf Beis Amud Aleph is Amar Rav Avun Eino Choshud L'Kalkala Bidei Shemayim. The Baal is not choshud that he's coming to be ma'arer in order to mess up his wife and say she's not going to get Olam Haba. And that she's all messed up in Dinei Shemayim. Chas v'shalom. Bebezdin hu chashud l'kalkala. Mitoch shi yodeya shim ba v'irur ura batel afu machatno be'edim k'sherim. What does the Yerushalmi mean? So all the Rishonim say Yerushalmi means as follows. That the Baal, when he wrote the get, had all intentions of being Megaresh's wife. There was never, in other words, but what? He gave the get to a shliach. And now the get's on its way. And now he has second thoughts. He's mischarit that he gave the get. So he wants to play stalling tactics. He wants to go to Beis Din and claim, we have a problem with this get. I have a problem that maybe it was, you know, it's, I didn't know the dinim of Lishma, according to Tosfos. Or who says that these Edim are really proper Edim? Who says these are signatures, etc.? He's trying to stall in order that maybe she'll agree not to be Megureshet. And that's the whole concept over here of Irur Habel. Tosfos over here, Al-Atar, quotes it at the end of Tosfos Lasuye Beitrei. Tosfos says, Lo chayshinon shema hechtim b'meizid edim sulim. The mistama came on the shalcha get kedina so. Eino choshud l'hachshila. So if he's eino choshud l'hachshila, so what's he coming to Beis Din? He's coming to Beis Din simply to try and serve as a delaying tactic. He wants to delay things. And so Chazal made a takana, b'fonei nechtam, to prevent the delay. That's the mishum iguna iki lebe rabbanon. They wanted to prevent the delay. If already the Baal had decided to megarish his wife, so, and he already wrote the get, and he already gave it to a shliach, so if he wants that to be mevatel the shliach, that's his right. But to begin playing games with, is this a good get, is this not a good get, that already Chazal didn't want there to be. So therefore Chazal made over here a takana fanenechta to preempt the irur habaal, which was meant simply to push things off. The Rashba quotes the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi, the Miri quotes the Yerushalmi, they all quote the Yerushalmi over here, just to put things into context. Okay, so here then we have the framework of b'fanei nechtam. According to Rashi, we have a basic machlokes between Rabba and Rava. According to Tosos, it's a machlokes in terms of detail between Rabba and Rava, in terms of what would be the nature of the Irur of the Baal. And we'll move over into the nature of the takana on Daf Gimel Aleph a little later, but we left out, we have a hole in the middle over here on Daf Beis and Beis that we didn't deal with. Namely, if we have a problem, so how does 1-8 solve our problem? Since when is 8 Echad going to help us in the world of Davar Shebe'erva, of Yisurim, Ischazik Yisura, v'chulei v'chulei? So here we have very, very basic principles in terms of the Ne'emonos of Eid Echad, the nature of Davar Shebe'erva, the nature of Ischazik Yisura, we're going to have to deal with. And so we have over here Rashi and Tosfos Al-Atar, and Tosfos Midi Dehave, Eid Echad Nem Yisurin, Eid Echad Nem Yisurin, Havei Davar Shebe'erva, those four little Tosfos and Rashi. And we have a parallel sugi in Yuvamos at the beginning of Ha'isha Rabbah, starts from the bottom of Pei Zayin Amid Beis through Pei Chesem Ad Aleph, and we have Tosfos over there on Daf Pei Chesem Ad Aleph as well. And then in our sugya, we have, aside from Tosfos and Rashi, we have the Ramban and the Rashba. So the Ramban and the Rashba, they all deal with the same issues. Everyone from a slightly different perspective. What does Biyado L'Taken mean? What does it affect? Does it affect Davar Shebe'erva? Does it affect Ischazik Yisura? Does it affect various Yisurim? So we'll see in the Sugya, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Rashba. And then, if possible, yeah, just it would help you, just to understand, Tosfos brings in Nida. Just what is Tosfos bringing in Nida from left field? In terms of a makor, for Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim, just see the Maharsha Al-Atar. Okay, then you'll send you to a Maharsha. But over here, the Maharsha is very, very clear. Points out that, you know, it gives you the background in terms of Nida. So it would help you to see the Maharsha on the Tosos Eid Echad, who brings the source of Nida as the makor for Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim. Okay, so that Blineder we'll deal with next time. There is, those who want to look into the Achronim, in the Beis Halevi, Rav Yashaber, the father of Reb Chaim. So in the Beis Halevi, Chelek Beis, Simanim, Lamed Zayin, and Lamed Ches. This is he has two Simanim on the Sugya. We're not going to necessarily bring in everything, may not even bring in anything, but if you want to see, you know, an Achron who works his way through the Sugya, it's kedai to see it, to see that. Just in terms of management, Achronim, in terms of what we mentioned today at the beginning of Shir about the different tracks of Shlichus, so in the Birkas Shmuel, or Baruch Berav Kamenetz, in his volume on Kedushin, in Siman Yutet, okay, over there he quotes Rav Itzler Panovitcher as dealing with these with the sinyanim in terms of how many tracks do we have in terms of shlichus. Okay, so just that's a marker for the tracks of shlichus. Okay, this either. We'll continue with another on. What's the name of the